Speaking of guns, big guns, nuclear guns, guns, what do you think about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un deciding that if President Trump is going to talk about North Korea giving up all of its nuclear weapons, Kim Jong-un is walking away from talks with the president. And President Trump has made it clear he does want to make that part of the discussion. Interesting. President Trump walking away from deals and negotiations, conversations, discussions with others, and now someone's walking away from a discussion with him. Interesting. All right, so back to guns and what it looks like practically on the streets. Again, one of the things that ALPERS in Australia said is that when they reduced gun ownership, gun homicides went down and murder rates overall did not go up because people did not substitute some other weapon for guns. Suicides went down. And they say it likely especially applies to domestic abusers, what's going on in the home between spouses. A woman whose violent partner has access to a gun is 5 to 8 times more likely to be killed. If guns disappeared, partners who lash out in a moment of anger are much less likely to inflict fatal damage. And they're perhaps less likely to become violent at all. Though controversial, some research indicates that the mere presence of a gun makes men behave more aggressively. It's a phenomenon called the weapons effect. How many of you know someone who reacted in such a way as to make it clear that they were ready to do damage to someone? I remember some time ago, years and years and years ago, as a teenager, having a neighbor shot by another neighbor. The neighbor who was shot was a lady. The neighbor who did the shooting was a lady. They had been outside fighting hand to hand. And apparently, the one who went in the house was losing the hand to hand combat. So she came out with a gun. How many of you have heard people say this, or maybe you said it yourself? There was a time when people got into a fight and they would just fight. They beat each other. Someone would get beat down maybe, but it wasn't like it is now where you can almost count on someone getting shot. I even heard people say that they've seen times when one person was clearly the one who could, well, win the fight. I mean, hand to hand, no contest. And still, the one who could win the fight with no contest would still be the one to pull out a gun and start firing, squeezing the trigger. Something about people. And so I'm just saying that to say this. They say that the weapons effect is a controversial research topic, but is it possible that there's some merit to it, that there's some truth to it? I mean, they're saying just the mere presence of a gun makes men behave more aggressively. Should guns disappear, the U.S., where 50 women are shot to death by partners each month, the U.S. likely would experience a similar decline in death as Australia. Do you think that's a change we could use? I'm asking males and females of all ages, is that a change we can use? The U.S. is unexceptional in its overall level of most types of crime. It's about average when compared to the UK, Western Europe, Japan, and other developed nations. That's the overall level of most types of crime. When it comes to homicides, the U.S. rate is higher, much higher. That's because it's much more likely that a gun rather than another type of weapon will be used in an assault in the U.S., which increases the risk of death by a factor of 7. Think of two immature, angry, impulsive, intoxicated young men in the U.K. who come out of a pub and get into an argument. Swanson says, someone is probably going to get a black eye or a bloody nose. But Swanson, who is an American, says in our country, it's statistically more likely that one of those men will have a handgun and you're going to end up with a shot body, more than likely a dead body. And that's what I was getting to just a few minutes ago. The many, many people all across the country who attest to the notion that there was a time in America where when people were at odds with each other, the most they were going to do, the most aggressive they would become would be to fight each other. When that one lady that I was telling you about shot the other lady, that was unusual. There were fights. And usually, hey, if someone lost, they just plain lost. Very, very rarely did anyone go to get a gun. It was understood, and probably on a subconscious level, that, hey, if two people fight, when the fight's over, the fight's over. Whoever has lost has lost. Whoever has won has won. Some kind of way, it got worse than that, and people upped the ante and decided, hey, the only way we'll have losers this time around, somebody's going to get shot and probably killed. Up the ante. Are we angrier than we used to be? Is it just a matter of we just enjoy being violent more than we once did? Is there something going on from the days of slavery when killing was so much a part of the fabric of American society, and that fabric began to spread all across the nation? What is going on with us that over time less and less debates to resolve a matter, moving on to hand-to-hand combat, fists flying, moving from there to guns? Oh, don't get me wrong. We all know that there have been times when people have used knives, etc. But just looking at the gun homicide rate, again, the guns are not replaced when guns are withdrawn or reduced in number. So what happens? Do we have people doing more hand-to-hand combat? Do people talk more, try to reason with each other better if guns are withdrawn? Is that an experiment whose time has come in this country? In the UK, two people at odds with each other, if violence becomes a part of the picture, it's usually just going to be a matter of the two coming to blows. In America, guns. And that difference boils down to what experts refer to as the weapons instrumentality effect. The weapons instrumentality effect. The fact that the weapon used has an effect on the outcome. The weapon used has an effect on the outcome, according to Robert Spitzer, who's a political science professor at the State University of New York. He said there's no weapon more efficient at killing people than a gun. Is it time to rethink the way we respond to inner violence, what's going on inside of us, what's going on inside the other person, in the heart, the mind, the soul, so that we then rethink how we respond outwardly to external violence. Coming up, Elmira Shires and I, we're going to be talking about guns, talking about teen connection, teens against gun violence. Stay with me.